I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, it's one of those days. It's Saturday morning. One of those days where there's going to be some rain, probably this afternoon. But that's okay. We got a lot of things to talk about. And it's a big week coming up. Big for fans, for the Eagles. Could be a little crazy. The free agent talk, well, it's already started. But teams are permitted to talk to players beginning Monday. I think it's at noon. And then they're permitted to sign them. But people probably pretty much know in many cases who they're going to sign. By Wednesday, and we'll be out at McGurk's on Wednesday to talk about it all day. And I got that $100 gift certificate. If that person comes out to McGurk's, I might be able to give them that gift certificate out there who wins it today. But I'll get to that shortly. So I've heard so many people with so many wants and hopes of who they sign. And there's a lot of things that go into it, but, you know, we'll hear from those people today. I can tell you one player that I absolutely 100% do not want. When people want a running back and they say, oh, they got to sign Derrick Henry. Can you tell me why? What has he ever done for Tennessee except the ball, get the ball too many times and run the ball too many times? And he's good, but it doesn't work with the amount of times he runs it. He's not really that good a receiver coming out of the backfield, and that's what you want in a lot of cases these days because that helps you in so many areas. I do not any way, shape, or form, and I know the Eagles have no interest in Derrick Henry. I do not want Derrick Henry, and I hope he goes to the Cowboys. Because if they want to just try to become a running team, they're not going to win. I know Dak Prescott isn't good enough, but you're going to pay a quarterback. I don't know what they're going to do with his contract. But he's going to get probably at least $50 million. His contract, I think, calls for $60 million, which is just insane. Jerry Jones is an idiot. But if they're going to become a running team, you know, hey, knock yourself out. Go for it. So we'll talk about that today. And it will be, you know, people want to get into the draft. It's still too early. They haven't, you know, they had the combines, but they haven't had a lot of the workouts yet, probably most of the workouts. So we don't know where players are going to fall. It changes so much. The draft is over a month away. It changes so much in that time. It's really hard to talk about. Positions, yeah, they need a corner. They need a linebacker, but it's not a big draft for linebackers, so they're not going to take a linebacker. Forget that, especially in the first round. I think it's more likely to take a corner unless somebody on the offensive or defensive line can really be of value where they pick. They're in a kind of a difficult position. Going to get a good player, but you know you're probably 5 to 7 picks away from what really is one of the top players in the first round for obvious reasons, because it's later in the first round. All right, baseball starts you know, baseball be on WIP again today. Exhibition, preseason, makeup baseball games. I'm not, and I know fans, there's some fans that like results, and but you can't base anything, or you can't base most things that happen in spring training with numbers, because you don't know who, if the other team's pitcher is that good. You don't know if he's just working on things. But it's just over 2 weeks the season starts. It's nuts. March 28th, the season starts. So we can talk about it. I don't think they're going to get anything before the season, any player of significance before the season starts. And if Scott Boras wants to really screw up his clients, he'll continue to hold out Snell and Jordan Montgomery. And that's right. Knock yourself out, Scott. You're not going to get what you want. Those days are over. They're not bowing down to you. And end of story. And he just, you know, he's powerful because he has a lot of players, but they're not going to bow down to him. But we can talk about that, too. I just don't think they're going to. I think they're good. It's such a long baseball season. You can do things during the season. Another thing that, you know, I think the 76ers, for fans, out of sight, out of mind, they know they're just not a good team right now. They're just not a good team. And there's really no hope that they're going to go anywhere in the playoffs. You know, they'll make the playoffs, but they could be a play-in team, which is a ridiculous thing anyway. Like play-in, it's nonsense, considering you're making the playoffs because you have a play-in game. It's ridiculous. But they are not a good team. I still question whether Joel Embiid will really come back. They keep on saying, well, we hope, we hope, we hope. But it doesn't matter. At this point, they are a bad team. And I know they were without players last night. You know, Embiid's been out for a while. But there's no excuse. And then Maxey's out, who has a concussion. But there's no excuse to be that bad. To be down by 35 points, 32 at halftime, in an NBA game is an embarrassment, it's a disgrace, and that's a reflection of the players, and that's a reflection. I was on board with Nick Nurse as being a good coach, but he's got to take a lot of this blame. This is absolutely disgraceful. Disgraceful. Actually, Ben, if you have that, he opened his post-game news conference last night with a comment, and I'm going to comment after his comment because it's insulting and it's embarrassing to the fan base. It's embarrassing, and I can't believe he rolls that out there, and it's not been the first time that he said something along these lines. Nick Nurse, last night when he, beginning of his news conference. Go ahead.
You're certainly not very proud of the way the team came out and played the first half, right? And then you're pretty proud of the way they fought back in it. They actually, you know, almost gave themselves a chance, I think, with the one or two more breaks down the stretch and maybe another 2 minutes on the clock, we might have had a shot, right? I mean, I don't know what else to say. It wasn't very pretty in the first half, and we got a little tougher and started executing the defensive schemes that we planned on executing in the first half. We started doing them in the second half, and it took us a long way.
You know, that's insulting. That's insulting because when they didn't play very well in the first half, that's the coach's fault. That is the coach's fault. And if players aren't playing well enough and they're not executing the defensive schemes that you worked on, then pull their ass out of the game. I don't care if you put a guy in there that hasn't played 2 minutes this year. You've got to make a statement. You're the coach. Nick Nurse, it's insulting. It's insulting. And that's not the first time that he said that when they've come out poorly to play to start the game. And then coming back late, that's nonsense, because the other team, You're down by 23 points, down by 32 at the half, 23 going into the final quarter. Oh, you know, if we had two more minutes. Well, why don't you say if you just play another 10 minutes or another 15 minutes? Why don't you just play another quarter? But you don't. That's not the way to get it. The game's 48 minutes. That's what it is. It's 48 minutes. All right? And I don't want to hear if we had another 2 minutes and we played well down the stretch. And the other team kind of eases up a little bit because they think they have the game won, and they did have the game won. And there's no way that the Sixers were going to come back. Oh, we played well. Well, you're down by 23. That's a terrible, terrible, terrible sign to tell me, oh, you played well down the stretch. It's a joke. It's a joke. For him to say that is embarrassing. It's insulting to the fans. If you're a good coach, if Nick Nurse, and calling you out right now, if you're a good coach, those things don't happen consistently. This is not the first time that it's happened or he said that. You know, they're not a good team. Okay, that's one. But you still, if you're not doing the things that you have coached them to do, then it's your job to pull them out, and it's your responsibility to get them play better. And I don't care if you're 3 minutes into the game and you see this, the way they're playing is garbage, then you call a timeout and you say, hey, listen, this is totally unacceptable. And if this doesn't change, I'm going to pull your ass out of the game. You know, but I don't know how many people care about the Sixers right now. And then Daryl Morey, I'm going back to the day that he traded for Buddy Hield. And I think Buddy Hield is a nice backup player. He's out of character as a starter. He's not a starter. But Daryl Morey thought it was the best draft day, the draft deadline trade in the NBA. Really? Really? Oh, okay. But Buddy, and then he also, the greatest line that he had, at that news conference or whether that propaganda conference that he rolls out there was, Buddy Hield will put the fear of God into the opponent when he comes down the court. The fear of God. Really? Is anybody fear Buddy Hield right now? Does anybody fear him? Okay, so let's go over his last nine games. I don't know how many he's played with the Sixers. 2 for 10, 6 for 17, 3 for 9, 4 for 11, 5 for 11 wasn't bad. 2 for 8, 4 for 13. Are you kidding me? You're kidding me. But he's a backup player. He's in a bad spot as a starter. And he's overmatched. But as a backup player, he's fine. As a guy coming off the bench, he's fine. But he will put the fear of God into the opponent. It's a joke. It's a joke. I don't know how many people want to talk about it. And it's probably not a big sports talk radio discussion. But what's happening with the Temple basketball team is really a problem. Now, I don't know I have no idea whether players on that team are shaving points. And obviously you're getting paid if you're shaving points. I don't know. But the irregularity Thursday night was so telling that something is going on with the Temple basketball program. And it's not just them being a bad team. And it's kind of tough for a coach that's just gotten there to be caught up in what possibly could be happening. But there's an investigation going on by the conference, by the school, I'm sure by the NCAA. The worst thing that can happen to college basketball is a point-shaving scandal. That's the worst thing that can happen. And what happened Thursday night with the way that line moved, it really appears something more than a bad basketball team was in play there. And I tweeted it on Thursday night. I called Rob Ellis, told him about it during the game. And I knew about it before the game, but I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want people to just go out and bet the game because I said something. I wanted to see how it all played out. And I could see during the game how it was playing out. And it's the only time UAB scored 100 points this year was the other night. And it's just there's something that wasn't right. Something wasn't right. And I'm not sure what it is. The NCAA and the conference, I wouldn't be shocked if the conference kind of suspends or cancels their game on Sunday, tomorrow. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. But, hey, everybody wants to win a bet. But you don't want to see that happen in college basketball. And it usually happens with lower-level teams where people aren't paying much attention. But when a line moves, when a line moves 6 points in a few hours, there's something wrong. I don't know what it is. And I hope the conference and the school and the NCAA finds out. If I'm the coach, I would talk to the players. I said, if anybody's doing anything wrong, I said, if, step up now. And because I think that's a felony. I think that's jail time. So we'll see what happens. Kind of sad. The basketball program, the basketball team's not very good, but to have something like that is really, really kind of sad. All right, 215-592. Oh, let me give you the, before I, 215-592-9494. I'll give you the number, get that out of the way, but you know the number. The question this morning to win the $100 gift certificate at McGurk's, where we will be broadcasting from on Wednesday, the 13th, that's Wednesday coming up, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Bird's Town Hall. You'll enjoy everything that's going on there. You'll enjoy the food. You'll enjoy the atmosphere. You'll enjoy everything. I'll be there in the afternoon. And this is there, the McGurk's in Horsham, also locations in Fort Washington and Lionville. Here's the question. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. The best career by a player spending his entire career with one team. And you can't take Jason Kelce. No, it's too easy. The best career by a player spending his entire career with one team. And you can't take Jason Kelce. All right, you got the numbers. We'll get back to the phones. And I know there's people on the lines. And we'll get to you. I'm Howard Eskin on a Saturday morning. And we'll be right back. The time now is 8:16. Oh, yeah. I've got to tell you about, actually, if you're hungry, I want to tell you about Tasty Cake. One of the I want a Tasty Cake. And I do have some Tasty Cake here. So during the break, I might be having a Tasty Cake. One of the best things about Tasty Cake snacks, you can enjoy them anytime. I mean, I can enjoy them when I take a break. I can enjoy them. And there's so many good things. In the morning, yep. You can have the dipping sticks with a cup of coffee. I like the dipping sticks just straight up. It's but you can do it with coffee if you like the dip. Tasty way to start the day. Candy cakes, you can have them any time of day. Breakfast, lunch, and certainly after dinner. And for work or school, just makes sense. What kid wouldn't be all smiles after having, whether it's the pecan squirrels, one of the Tasty Cake pies? Great, even in the car. Philly traffic isn't so bad when you have crimpets for the road. Tasty Cake, delicious. Anytime, grab your favorite Tasty Cake treats today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
94 WIP. Howard Eskin here on a Saturday morning and a kind of an ugly weather day, but hey, listen, you make the day better just by doing some good things during the day. I mean, it's just, you'll figure it out. You'll always figure it out. If you don't, you got really issues if you don't figure it out. All right, let's go to the phones, and up first is Matthew. Matthew, you're on WIP over there in Deptford.
Yeah, what's going on?
You tell me.
Well, I want to address your Saquon Barkley report earlier this week.
Yep.
And yeah, you reported it, but you never really gave your stance on it. What do you feel about them signing Saquon Barkley?
You know what? My stance was if in fact that's what happens, I'm surprised the Eagles were going to put that kind of money into a running back. But then I started thinking about it more afterwards. He's not just going to be a running back. He's going to catch a lot of passes out of the backfield. When you get a running back, if you get a running back, and nobody's Christian McCaffrey, he stands alone as being the best at everything, and he does so many things. So, but that's what you want out of a running back. You know, everybody thinks, oh, they're going to run the ball more. They're going to run the ball more. I don't know what they're going to do, but obviously they're checking out everything. That's one of the things that they're looking into. But I'm thinking if they do that and pay him, he's not going to take just some chump change. He's not going to take what they normally have been paying running backs for the last few years and been successful in doing it. But he's going to be a receiver as well. And if that's what they're looking at and that's what they want him for, I think he will help. You want to try to find somebody that's going to help Jalen Hurts. And obviously he can help Jalen Hurts. I didn't like him as a Giant. First of all, I didn't like him as a Giant because I thought the Giants were stupid, flat out stupid, to take him with the second pick of the draft the year that he was drafted. That was a mistake. No question he was the best running back coming out of college. There's no question he was a terrific player coming out of Penn State. No question about that. But why do you take a running back with the second pick in the draft?
Well,
that
listen,
is just foolish.
I hear what you're saying, but I really don't hope they do it. I really don't, because first of all, like you said, he's not going to just come here for, you know, 4, 5, 6 million. It's going to be probably 10 million and up. And we know what we need is help on that defense. I was just looking at the other day, Howard. We lost to Tyrod Taylor, Drew Locke, and Zach Wilson last year. Any team worth their salt should not be losing to those kind of quarterbacks. And part of the reason was because our defense just stunk. And I don't trust how we draft in defense in the later rounds. I want to spend all the free agent money I have on that defense. And then, like you always say, you shake a tree and 15 running backs fall out. That's all you said. And it's true.
But
we don't need
15 wide receivers, 15 running backs that can also catch the football. It's kind of an interesting dynamic. It depends. But are there good enough players in free agency that are worth what you're going to have to pay him. That's what.
Well,
they
listen,
know better. They know better than we do. They do know better than we do.
That's Howie's deficiency, though. His later round defensive draft picks are just not that good. We can look at N'Kobe Dean. I mean, we can go on and on. Unless it's a high draft pick like Jalen Carter or something, yeah, we know he's going to hit on that. But I need all the money we can to spend on that defense. It's atrocious. And what are you going to have, Howard? We got a $250 million quarterback, $100 million receiver. Devontae's probably going to get $100 million when his contract comes out. We got one of the highest paid tight ends. And your offensive line, Landon Dickerson, they're coming up for contract. There's only so much of the pie you can spend on offense.
Well, that's why you can't get crazy. You can't get crazy in free agency. But they're going to get some free agency. I mean, they know what they're doing. They
I
really
just don't
do
hope they sign a running back. I really don't. We don't.
I understand that.
I'm on
board with you. But it depends on how they allot the money. So, you know, let's see how it all plays out. And, you know, once it all plays out, then we'll have a better idea. All right. Yeah. Best career by a player spending his entire career with one team, and you can't take Jason Kelce.
This doesn't have to be Philly, right? It could be anything, right?
It could be anywhere.
Oh, okay. Well, this is easy to me. I mean, he got drafted by Charlotte, but never played by Charlotte. He got traded to the Lakers, so Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, Kobe, you're right. You know, I'm going to have to think about that, but you're right because he didn't. You're right. He was drafted by another team. That is, I don't know if that's not a bad thought, but he would, yeah. I'll have to get a ruling on it sometime during the show. All right. Hey, thanks for the call. That is interesting. He was drafted by another team. So in his records, does that count with one team? But Kobe, for sure. You know, there's guys along those lines. Steve, you're on WIP.
Good morning, doctor. Congratulations.
Not yet, but I will be on May 3rd.
Congratulations. So before we get to little sports, your children are in the movie business, correct?
One of them is, yeah.
Okay, so we have to get the documentary together. The History of Howard, the Eskin Empire.
We'll worry about that later.
You got to start it now, Howard, because they're going to miss pieces, and you can put it all together. It'll be great. Come on.
My son has already said he's not going to call me doctor. That's all right. Call me King PhD.
Well, that's okay. But
All right. What's up?
Need a favor. Can you, ask Bryce Harper to stop saying stupid things when you see him next time? He needs to filter what he says because...
Like what? What did he say?
I want more money.
Yeah, but that's old now. But he's got to.
I want new pitchers. You know,
we can't say that. Yeah.
You gotta just get him the filter, please, Howard. He can do it.
It's not a filter. He's just got to focus on not being the general manager. It's great a player as he is. Yeah, he got to leave that stuff aside because all that does, and I don't think you're the only fan that gets alienated by those comments.
Yeah, man, I'm not liking the guy much anymore.
I don't disagree with you that he's got to stop saying that.
With McGurk, what do you know when your schedule?
I think I'm going to be there around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but I'll be there earlier than that. Okay. I'll be hanging around.
Well, you know the chicken. Asian salad is healthy and delicious. So I'm just putting that out there.
You've been there. All right, cool. All right, do you have an answer to the question, best career by player spending his entire career with one team?
What about Magic Johnson?
That's right. He was with one team too, and he was drafted by them out of Michigan State. Magic is good too. Kobe is a better player. But I got to get a ruling on Kobe. It's interesting, but he did play. With one team, but he was drafted by another team. So that'll be. I don't know if that counts on his record. That he's. We'll figure it out. But that's two good ones to start. All right. Hey, Steve. Thanks for the call. Let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
First of all, I'd like to thank Jason Kelsey on his magnificent career, and best of luck on his future endeavors.
So, yeah, he'll whatever he does, I know he'll be very good at it. Yep. And he'll figure it out. I mean, I can't see how he can't go into broadcasting and being on games. I just can't see that. I can't see it. I mean, he's going to be good at whatever he does.
No, absolutely. I think he's just built that way. So,
yep.
With the as far as free agency, Howard, I mean, you had a reporter about Saquon, and I know your first caller touched upon it. And listen, running back would not be my first priority. But
no, I mean, I don't know if running back is the Eagles' first priority.
But here's the thing: like, if you can get a running back, yes, he's had health problems, but he catches the ball. Obviously, he can run the ball, and you know what? He's a pretty decent pass blocking running back.
If that happens, I got to think that that's part of the equation because he can catch the football better than a lot of running backs. That's why Derrick Henry is. People that say Derrick Henry, it's a joke. You don't understand the game if you're going to tell me Derrick Henry.
But I'm pretty sure Barkley's an above average running back pass blocker as well, so that would help out.
Yep.
For sure. And then, obviously, you had reported a week or so ago about CJ GJ. So,
you know, they're going to get a safety. I mean, you can't get everything in the draft. So you're going to have to go out and get some of these players. And the draft's not a big draft for linebackers. But so I got to think that if they get a linebacker, it's going to be at a free agency as well.
And there, that leads me into my next question, Howard. Who would you target as a linebacker that we should pick up in free agency? Because obviously that's one of our biggest needs, besides our secondary. But, you know, with the uncertainty of, you know, our linebacking core going into the season, who would your target linebacker in free agency?
I don't evaluate the players. You know, you can go after the top guys, but I don't think you want to go and pay crazy money for a linebacker in free agency. So there's guys there's some really good ones out there, older, but are going to want a lot of money. And I don't want to go that direction. I would not, what I say makes no difference, but I would not want to go that direction.
What you, me, and everybody else says doesn't make a difference. They're going to do what they want to do. And just,
well, they're
going to
do what they think is going to improve the team. That's what they're going to do.
No, absolutely. So one thing that has me slightly confused, Howard, and like your salary cap money that we have available. Now, is that salary cap is that needed to include your free agent, obviously your free agent, but your draft picks as well?
I think there's a separate, I think there's a separate pot for that. I think there's a limit. I don't know exactly how it works, but I think there's a limit that you can put into draft picks. The problem that with that being the case is the Eagles have more draft picks than a lot of teams, and that will make a difference too. So it'll be interesting to see how they do that. I wouldn't be surprised if they trade multiple picks to move up in the draft. So they have 9 picks. I don't think they'll end up with 9 picks in the draft when that happens. I do not think there'll be 9 picks.
Nah, I mean, with Howie doing what Howie does, we'll probably have some for next year as well. So
For sure. That's why people don't understand why they won't sign or why they're not. I would be shocked if they re-sign DeAndre Swift, because you're going to get at worst a 4th-round pick for him, and you might get a 3rd. You know, think about that. Would you trade DeAndre Swift for a 3rd or 4th round pick? Absolutely. So you're going to get that as a compensatory pick.
Right.
That's why they traded for him, because they got a running back and they know they're going to get a compensatory pick back. It was a brilliant move by the Eagles. So, all right, who's the player played his entire career with one team?
You got to stay home with this, and you got to go with Michael Jack Schmidt.
Schmidt is absolutely, positively a good one. There's going to be a lot of good ones. There's going to be a lot of good ones. There's going to be good ones. We could be here a week, and we're probably not going to come up with with all of them. But anyway, John, thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Derek. Derek, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, how you doing, Howard?
I'm great.
Great to talk.
Never had a bad day in my life.
Yeah, I know. I hear that. before I start, I'm 51, and I just wanted to let you know that you were like the first like commentator that I remember. I remember like back in the late 70s, early 80s. I guess you were commentating at like the Flyer games. I think it was.
No, I was working for an in 82 I went to TV, but still was doing radio. No, I did another FM station. I started doing sports talk. That's where I started.
Right. I just remember listening to you when I was a kid. Me and my father, we used to listen to you.
That's great.
They were good times. But anyway, as far as the Sixers go, I think they're pretty much screwed, even with Embiid, because, I mean, finally we get, you know, quote-unquote, a big name in Lowry, and honestly, it's not doing anything. I mean, the guy seems slow to me. He seems washed up. He always seems slow, even when he was at the height of his career. He's very nonchalant, it seems, on the court, and I don't know if they got it. I mean, that game last night, they brought it back within five, and then just, you know, I mean, it's so up and down. I don't even think.
Yeah, but they bringing back that was a mirage. That was a mirage. The other team kind of sat back when they had that big lead, and you get a little soft and a little lazy, and then they just stopped. And it says, "All right, this is enough of this." Kyle Lowry was a terrific player in his prime, but he's not in his prime anymore. He's what, 37 years old?
Yeah,
he's not
I know the guy's older. I'm not trying to slam on him or anything, but I think you need more than that.
When another team just gets rid of him and you can just get him for nothing, what does that say?
Yeah, so, well, which kind of brings me to Barkley too. I mean, you know, I mean, he's definitely on the downside of that hill too right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's 27 years old, and now that's old for a running back. But he's 27. It will be an interesting, dynamic. But they got to be careful if they're going to do something with Barkley, and if that's going to happen, they got to be careful and put some protection in that contract for sure.
Right. And you got to watch that. Getting giant player turf. I mean, I know it works out a little better than getting Dallas player area, but still, you know, it's like has that stench to it. It's always gone, you know.
Yeah, because he's played on that, and running backs have a shorter shelf life for sure. Yeah, they got to be careful with the way they structure the contract. If in fact that Saquon Barkley comes here, all right, the player played his entire career with one team.
My all-time favorite, Schmitty, was just gobbled up, so we'll have to go to my second all-time favorite. But how about Bobby Clark?
Bobby Clark played with only the Flyers. Yep, okay. There's some good ones. All right, hey, thanks for the call. 215-592-9494. An amazing situation. Amazing because it was an idiot that did a stupid thing yesterday at spring training. And I've never, ever, ever seen it before. Never. Just the whole dynamic. And we'll talk about that when we come back. The time now is 8:38.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Steppenwolf. that Eskin. Can't have enough Eskins, I guess, on WIP. It's they were down in spring training. It's just, I hope Jack Fritz took a lot of underwear with him, because when Trey Turner was on, I'm sure he had to rush to the men's room and change it quite a few times. It's just poor Jack. Jack wasn't ready. I would think that he didn't take enough with him. All right, I'm going to get to what happened in spring training yesterday, which is absolutely incredible. And baseball can't allow these things to go on. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
I've never had a bad day in my life. Another day in paradise, Jim.
Oh, that's great. Glad to hear it. May that last all your life and your family's life as well.
Thank you.
Okay. So, looks like our manager, the Phillies manager, isn't going to take your advice.
Not yet, he's not. He's going to start the season with Schwarber leading off. I know that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And they're going to be during the regular season, and that's going to be great. And he's going to walk, and every once in a while hit a home run. But then you're not going to steal a lot of bases, because analytics don't say. There's going to be a point where they're going to have to, not have to, but I think he's going to throw one of those guys at leadoff. I still want Stott and Turner at the top of the order. That's what I want.
Yeah, I think the reason the Phillies always get off to a bad start, and they had the last couple of years with him batting first, is he's terrible the first 2 months of the season. He bats like 100, he strikes out like three times a game. And
is there a leadoff hitter in baseball that hits under 200? And that means the on-base percentage might be okay, but it's not as good as it should be. Is there? I don't think there's a hitter in baseball that leads off for a team that hits under 200.
No, I just don't think it doesn't make any sense, really.
No, I don't think
so. I tell you what, nobody would listen to me, but for the first 2 months, he would be batting ninth.
No, I wouldn't.
That's where I would put him.
Because then you put him in front of the guys with speed anyway, and you kind of saw, I want the speed to do something for you. I don't want him to bog him down behind a player that will inhibit, you know, the speed behind him. And so I wouldn't put him ninth. No, fifth, you have some pop in the middle of your lineup.
And, okay.
Obviously, he'll still hit home runs there. He will still hit home runs.
All right, time will tell what happens. But yeah. I'd like to see him get off to a better start.
Well, yeah, obviously. Yeah, Philly's going to get off to a better start, for sure.
Okay, I got a player for you.
Go ahead.
You know what? As you said, there are a lot. But I'm going to
really
go.
There are a lot, yeah.
I'm going to go with an Eagle. All right, if there was a Mount Rushmore, he'd be on there. Chuck Mynarek.
Yeah, that goes, and how many, I wonder, I got to check and see how many years he played. But he was a great, first of all, he's the greatest, he and Reggie White are the two greatest Eagles of all time.
Absolutely.
Great as Jason Kelce is, and he was terrific. The two best Eagles of all time. Now, Reggie wasn't here enough, but he was still the greatest Eagle of all time, along with Chuck Mynarek.
The greatest defensive end of all time.
Yeah.
And they're confusing.
Well, he played tackle. He moved around on the defensive line. Yep.
Yeah. Kelce was maybe the most popular, but definitely.
Popular and a great player.
And a great player, right.
Yeah. So
I think I'll go with Chuck.
All right. You got it. All right,
Thank
Jim.
You.
Thanks for the call. All right, the situation in spring training yesterday. Angel Hernandez, we know, is an absolute 100% brutal, terrible, pathetic, shouldn't even be an umpire in the league. But he threatens I understand from what I've heard, allegedly he threatens the league if you ever do anything to him. You can't fire them, but you can demote them in some way, shape, or form. He threw out Lance Lynn of a spring training game last night. It was late yesterday. Threw him out of a spring training game. But here's the topper. Because, he just, there were little things that he didn't like. He didn't get on the umpire. He didn't complain a lot about the pitches. It was disgraceful. But it was in the third inning. So the manager wanted to have him, you know, have a pitch count plan for a pitch starting pitcher when he comes in the game. So he went to the bullpen to try to get the pitches in that they wanted him to get in, and he wouldn't let him throw in the bullpen of a spring training game. This is the most embarrassing, insulting thing that can happen to baseball. Angel Hernandez, I had a story years and years and years ago, and I know this from the person that told me. It was the game, the last day before the All-Star break. It was against the Mets. Mike Piazza was the catcher. And there was a play at the plate. It was either the ninth inning or extra innings, where the Phillies player was out, was clearly out. And Angel Hernandez was the home plate umpire and called him safe. Called him safe. Piazza went nuts. And then he was heard to say in their locker room, in the umpire's locker room afterwards, "Well, I have a plane to catch to go into L.A., and if that game went any longer, I'd miss my flight." So he called the player, allegedly called the player safe so he could rush out and catch his flight to Los Angeles, where apparently at that time he lived. This is who he is. He's a terrible, 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 terrible umpire. And he's annoying. He takes things personally. He is, somebody like that is terrible for baseball. You don't need people to complain about umpires anymore. And he's one guy. It's just unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. All right, think about that. I mean, it's just, he's just a terrible guy. Let's go to Steve. Who's next? Keith? Keith, I'm sorry. Keith, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
Good morning, Howard. How you doing?
Great. Another day in paradise, Keith. Another day in paradise.
Good stuff. Hey, with that win the other day against Carolina, how far into the playoffs do you think Flyers will go?
You know, it's hard. You want to see what the matchups are. I mean, but they've done a good job this year. But the expectation shouldn't be that high. They're not. Where are they going to go in the playoffs? If they play one, maybe two rounds, you can't expect any more from the team. But they're heading in the right direction, as I've said, and I've said this now, early in the season. They will win a Stanley. They will win a championship before the Sixers. Now, I don't think it's anytime soon, but they will win a championship before the 76ers, and there's no question in my mind, because the Sixers aren't winning a championship as long as Daryl Morey's making decisions. I mean, this team is no better now than when he came. None. No better whatsoever, and he's done terrible things for this team. He's put them behind the eight ball in so many ways.
I just hope that new stadium that –
can't happen. That's an embarrassment. It'll be a disgrace for the city. It will be a financial disaster for the city. It will be a disaster for people down there, for traffic, for crime. You can't even imagine. And they're not taking public transportation with all the problems with SEPTA. They've got to partner up with Comcast, because Comcast has some really, really good plans. And South, it's still the only place in the country where all four professional teams are in one location. It's perfect. It's perfect.
We've all grown up with that, man. Why change it now?
Because they're greedy. Greedy. Yeah. It's all about money with the 76ers. Money. Not what's good for the fans or what's good for the team. It's about money.
Hey, so my player, I'm going to go with Ryan Howard.
You know what? He ended up with Colorado. You know, he signed a minor league contract with Colorado, never played in the major leagues. But if I remember correctly, I think at the end he signed a contract with Colorado. I'll get a ruling on that. I'll get a ruling on that. But in the major leagues, I don't think he ever made the major leagues with another team. But if I remember correctly, he did sign with Colorado, a minor league deal. But either way, we'll figure it out. Hey, thanks for the call. We will figure it out. 215-592-9494. The question today, and that's what people are answering these questions if you didn't hear the beginning of the show, for that $100 gift certificate to win for McGurk's, we will have our Birds Town Hall on Wednesday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'm going to be there in the afternoon. This is at the Horsham location. Good food. It'll be a fun time. Also, they have locations in Fort Washington and Lionville with another one to come. The question, the best career by a player spending his entire career with one team, and you can't take Jason Kelce. So, and I know it's not a real, it's not a talking point, but is anybody kind of worried? This Temple basketball situation, we'll get into it again. There was something that wasn't right. It appeared there was something that wasn't right with that game, and apparently that's happened in another Temple game this year. I'm waiting for a ruling on whether they're going to be permitted to play their last game on Sunday. Be interesting. But if you have any, you know, I know Temple basketball is not on the top of your list, but it's a big concern. I mean, that can be a big concern in college sports with all the things going on. That could be another one. I'm Howard Eskin. We'll come right back. We'll take a short break. The time now is 8:55. And the one thing that I always want to tell you about, because it is great at any time of day, and that would be Tasty Cake. It's amazing how you can enjoy Tasty Cake anytime, anywhere. Dipping sticks, pecan squirrels, the pies, the cakes. You can have the mini donuts. You can give those to your kids to take to school. It's just anything you give your kid that's Tasty Cake for a lunchtime pick-me-up is terrific. I mean, there's not one Tasty Cake product, and I've tasted a lot of them, many of them. I can't say I've tasted them all because there are a lot. Everything has been terrific. Whether you're headed into Philly, guaranteed you'll want some candy cakes or crimpets for the road, no matter what or when. Tasty Cake really hits the spot every time. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
WIP, hour number two. Philly's lineup is out for today. I believe they're playing Toronto. Doesn't matter who they play. It really doesn't matter. It almost seems, I know the game's on WIP, but imagine the game's probably on TV with the lineup that Rob Thompson's putting out there, because you try to get more of the regulars, the real players, or the guys that are going to play during the regular season. They're all real players. I mean it like that. But this lineup, he's close. He's close. He's close to what I think should happen. And I'm not giving you a lineup just to give you the lineup, because nobody cares for a spring training game. But there's just, I'd flip-flop two guys, and it's right where I think the lineup should be. Although, Bohm is not playing today. Schwarber leads off. Again, I told you, I think that's a mistake. Turner, 2. Harper, 3. Realmuto, 4. Stott, 5. Now, I'm not so sure where I'd flip. I'd have Bohm at 4, but Bohm's not playing today. But Realmuto, I said Bohm or Realmuto at 4. But Schwarber and Stott should switch. How about Stott's the DH and Schwarber's playing left field? Boy, what a treat that's going to be. But reality put, and Schwarber's a great, great guy, but he shouldn't be leading off. And obviously, he's not going to play the field that much, but you got to get him out there once in a while. Schwarber should be five. Stott should be one. So Stott, Turner, Harper, Realmuto, and Schwarber. And you could, like I said, interchangeable between Bohm or Realmuto at four. But he's getting close. Getting close. You're getting close. Just flip those guys. Just flip those guys. All right. But, yeah, I don't think he'll listen to me right now unless they struggle a little bit. All right, let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Ching. How you doing?
Another day in paradise.
Let's start out with your documentary. It shouldn't be a documentary.
Well, I'm not worried.
You should get a book and have one of these guys help you with it if you need help.
I'm already going down that road. All right, so what did you want to talk about this morning? We'll take care of all that.
No, I was going to say Jeremy Renner could play in the movie.
Okay, well, we're not doing
But anyhow, I wanted to talk about this Temple thing.
Yep.
Now, will the NCAA investigate this? Or will Temple?
Oh, I'm sure they will. I'm sure that it's just too dangerous a situation. I'm sure they will. The school is, and I'm sure the NCAA has to conduct
the
investigation.
The truth
as well is
going to come out. It's because somebody will think out and rat on them.
Well, I believe it's a federal crime. So if you give it up, if you give it up, you probably won't go to jail. You'll go on probation, and there'll be the fine, whatever the money you got, if in fact that happened. But yeah, you got to get somebody's got to urge those people to give it up in some way, shape, or form, if in fact that's what happened. But something funny did happen.
So with the Eagles, their priority should be corner, right?
One of them, yes.
I mean, I see these guys tackling. They don't wrap up, Howard. And the reason why they don't wrap up is because they're all afraid they're going to get hurt. Because when they get hurt, it ruins their bankroll.
I don't know if that's all of it. I mean, they don't practice as much, but that's sports science that dictates a lot of that stuff, which I think – Andy Reid doesn't pay attention to that stuff most of the time, and all they do is win. There's got to be a happy medium, and right now I don't think there's a happy medium. I understand if there's a veteran player, and you want to try to save him because the season's longer now and it's more physical, that's fine. But as many times as they do it, could be. I'm not sure it is, but it could be a little bit of an issue. But yeah, they got to tackle better. They're coached to tackle, but. Who knows why that's the case? Who knows?
So I'll give you my guy, but first I wanted to ask you if you could do me a favor. I skipped last week because I wanted like a month ago. I was wondering if you could help me out getting my card. I was going to try to use it on Wednesday over at McGurk's.
You know what? The producer's got your information. You know, I don't know that I can physically get it, but I want to see if the station can't send it out. I don't send them out. The station sends them out. How long ago did you win?
About a month ago. It was Dan Wilson.
You should have gotten the card already. You should have gotten the card.
Yeah, Dan Wilson was on, that guy.
What's
that? He's a good guy. Dan Wilson was the producer
He
called me back and got all my information.
I'll send a text to the guy that sends them out and say, hey, listen, any of those cards that haven't been sent out yet, send them out no later than Monday so people possibly can get them.
Can you even for the Tuesday. Town hall?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All so right. I got a guy here.
Did you want to say something about the Sixers who are beyond irrelevant right now?
Yeah, I wanted to say that, boy, they really need a new stadium for these guys, right?
No, I mean, that's a joke. It's all about money. Everything they do is about money. Money. It's not about winning. It's about money. It's an embarrassment. And the coach comes out. He's got to be called out now because he said it multiple times. You know, we didn't come out and play hard or play focused or run the plays that the defense that we ran in the first half. Well, that's your fault. That's Nick Nurse's fault. He's got to be called out for that. Just sit the guys down. 3 minutes in the game. If they're not doing that, hey, listen, timeout. You're on the bench. You're in. That's it. I mean, I'm not. I don't care. They don't have enough players. I don't care. You got to make a point.
Yeah.
And they're not good enough. That's another problem. They're not good enough.
No, they're not good enough. They're not good enough in a lot of facets of the game. Rebounding, you know, shooting is lackluster. Well, like
Buddy
Hield
was going to put the fear of God into teams when he came down the court.
That's the funniest thing I ever heard.
That quote and that comment. If we have that. If we have that, I got to play that before we go off today.
That was a good one.
What's that?
He's delusional. He's delusional.
All right. Who's your player that played his
career? This is the top of Mount Rushmore, as the morning show would say. Michael Jordan.
He didn't play his entire career with one team.
In the NBA, he did.
No, he didn't. He played with the Washington Wizards.
Oh, that's right. At the end, that's my bad. Yep, he did.
Yeah. Play with the Washington Wizards, so that's not a – that would have been too easy. That would have been too easy. But I appreciate the call, John. Thanks. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. How are you doing today?
Good.
Congratulations, doctor.
Yeah, not yet. May 3rd. May 3rd is the commencement speaking and then the honorary doctorate that I get.
It's getting there. Howard – there are two other running backs out there that can catch the ball out of the backfield. I'm curious your thoughts on them. One's 25 years old, Josh Jacobs, and the other's Austin Eckler, who played with our new OC.
Yeah, there's other guys out there. What do they want? I always pictured Josh Jacobs as more of a running back than I don't know how many passes. I could check it, how many passes he caught last year. There's other good running backs out there, oh, for sure. But I think if they're going to spend money for a running back, he's got to be able to catch the football out of the backfield.
I agree with that. Not just a few
here and there.
And I know Eckler's a little older than Saquon, but I think he's looking for less money than Saquon's going to be looking for.
Be
I know they both are prone to injuries, but
yeah, it'd be interesting to see which direction they go here.
It really would be. And Howard, I agree with you about the Sixers and Angel Hernandez. I don't even think the Sixers are going to make the playoffs this year.
Well, they're probably better off if they don't, but you know, they care about the money right now. You know, it's just, they don't care about getting in the lottery. They care about the money. They just care about the money, playing playoff games to make money.
Do you think they care so much about the money for the playoffs that they would push Embiid to come back sooner than he might be ready?
Well, you got to be careful because you don't want to screw him up. And Embiid's going to make that call. It's not going to be them. It's going to be him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I would say you're probably better off not playing him. And I don't think he's going to play anyway. But I'm not sure. They really haven't given you the exact procedure that was done on the meniscus. And I think that's what they do. They just never tell you. They never tell you everything. They never tell you a lot. And then they don't always tell you the truth. Who's your player?
Sixers are a little shady.
My player
is Derek Jeter. I'm not a Yankees fan, but he's got to be up there on the list.
Man, Derek Jeter, there's a lot of good ones out there. There's a lot of good ones. All right, I appreciate the hey Bill. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Hello,
Joe.
Oh yeah, I just want to say a quick thing. First, I'll say Mike Schmidt is my player.
Yeah, but Mike Schmidt's already been taken.
Oh, damn. How about Yogi Berra?
I never even thought about Yogi. You know, here's another thing. And I got a text from a friend. To take guys before free agency is probably not fair. Mm-hmm. Because you really couldn't go to another team. And Yogi Berra's like Lou Gehrig would be great, right?
Yeah.
But it was before free agency. He couldn't go to another team. And so it wasn't his choice. So I'll put you down for who was it that you told me?
Well, Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra.
Yes.
He would be a great one, but we'll make a call on that too.
Okay.
All right. So what else?
Regarding Jason Kelce, a man who has integrity and has class, who's good on off the field. And to me, he basically is like a role model. Even though parents are the first role models, to see what he does and the way he acts as a family man, as a person, I really admire him for that.
Yeah, he's as good a guy as he was as a player, which is a very, very, very high level. For sure.
Quick point, that regarding the Flyers, they really amaze me what they're doing right now. Keith Jones and crew have done a tremendous job with them. And I know I thought that
Danny Briere and Keith together are good, a good front office team to put it together. I'm telling you, they're going to win a championship before the Sixers. There's no question in my mind.
I agree with you. Yeah. And one quick point regarding non-sports. The shootings we're going in the city right now, it's really outrageous. And for a state trooper pulled over to one individual who's married to someone who works for the city and say, I work for the mayor, that's a disgrace. And it's the old adage is, who you know?
Well, what's a disgrace is to say, I work for the mayor. But once you get pulled over, I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
And when the officer says, you know, can I see identification? Obviously, the car was either improperly registered or wasn't registered. Well, that's a violation.
Mm-hmm.
And pulled over, and obviously they wouldn't get out of the car. And if they won't get out of the car, I mean, you got to take them out of the car.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it was wrong on so many levels, but I'm not going to indict the officer for doing his job.
Me
and
too.
Apparently, he did his job. And now there's a civil suit. Give me a break.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, give me a break. The officer's just,
towards officers.
That person committed a violation, the car wasn't registered. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, the car wasn't registered.
Jesus.
But, you know, let's get back to that. That was another case. But the shootings, and for the mayor to say, you know, you can't roll out cliches. We're going to use every tool in the toolbox, every legal tool in the toolbox to get this taken care of. I don't want to hear cliches.
It's not going to work.
You know, where is that toolbox? I mean, I'm trying to find that toolbox.
The law is too soft in this country. You commit a crime, you pay for it. It's that simple. Again, I have four
can't
girls.
Say
I
things. You've got to do them. You've got to do them. So it is, and it's not all her fault. It's a mess. It's not the only city, but this is really bad here. It's just, it's really, really, really bad. Wow. But, all right. All right. I appreciate the call. Yeah. You get me thinking about what the problems in the city. It's really sad. It's really sad. And it's dangerous, but I appreciate the call. 215-592-9494. Not a good note to go off on, but best player that played his entire career with one team. You can't take Jason Kelce because that would have been too easy right now. Phillies play this afternoon. Lineup's close, but Rob, it's not the lineup that I want. Eagles free agency. It will be a big week for the Eagles. We'll talk about all of that. And I don't know that we talk about the Sixers, but it's because, you know, they're irrelevant right now. They are really irrelevant. 215-592-9494. The time now is 9:16. 94 WIP. I know those guys in the afternoon. I don't know how Jack Fritz is going to be able to come back on the plane because he was so excited. Meeting those guys face to face. Oh, it's just Mr. Baseball. Yeah, right. Okay. But anyway, yeah, it's just we got, trying to think. I think the morning show is the next ones. I'm not sure if the morning or midday show are the next ones to go down to spring training. Yeah, I started it off. And, you know, I enjoy it because I get to talk to a lot of the guys, you know, all the time because there's no games. They're not caught up with all those games. So it was kind of a nice situation. But it's great. It's the feeling of spring when baseball's coming back, and Phillies baseball will be on WIP today. I believe, it's always usually 1 o'clock. So Phillies baseball at 1 o'clock. Let's go back to the phones. And, Rob, you're on WIP.
Howard, how you doing?
Great, Rob. Wonderful.
Listen, Howard, I'm kind of going to defend the Sixers here. So before you call me a nitwit or I'm crazy, just let me finish my point, okay?
Sure, go ahead. Go
and this is year after year, Howard. Don't get me wrong. I understand it's year after year, but I'm born and raised in Southwest Philly. I'm a glutton for punishment, and I'm going to watch them no matter how much I complain. I'll come back year after year. So that's my—
can I ask you a question before you get started?
Yeah.
How much fun was it to see them go down by 35 points? This is an NBA game. Down by 35 points.
Howard, I'm going to try to answer that for you, okay?
Okay.
And I got an answer for you at the end for an athlete. If you take away Jaylen Brown, if you take away Jason Tatum and Porzingis, now maybe these three guys on the Sixers aren't the equivalent to that, but my point is you take away three starters that the Sixers are missing constantly. Now with Maxey with a concussion, he was sick. Melton's been out for how long? And Bede. Howard, they can't. When they had a starting lineup, they were a top three or four team in the NBA record-wise.
No, they weren't a top three or four team. They struggled to get to. They would be between four and five.
All right.
So let me just address that.
Okay,
there is nobody on the Sixers that are as good a player. When I'm talking about a winning player. As Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Well, what have they ever won?
Wait a minute. They did get to the finals, did they
not? They never won it.
When have the Sixers gotten past the second round?
I agree with you, Howard.
Don't give me that.
Howard, all I'm saying is you removed top.
You don't compare those guys. When you're taking those guys, the Sixers don't. Maxey's the best guy on the team. He's the best guy. He's not a great player, but he's a good player.
He's a very good player,
And he's a great person. He's a great person,
like
and
it.
He cares. I'm going to explain something to you. He's a winner. He wants to win. He wants to do everything the coach wants him to do. He is the best player on that team. Joel Embiid is out for himself.
Howard, I agree with everything you're saying. All I'm saying, I'm not saying they're equivalent to Boston's players talent-wise. All I'm saying is you remove two or three starters.
Yep, that's a bad comparison. Let's go back. Let's roll the clock back about a month.
Right.
They played the Knicks here in Philadelphia, right? They lost by, 30 points? Embiid was playing.
Howard, it happened.
Maxey was playing. No, stop. 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 Because you are delusional. You're still drinking Kool-Aid, which is pathetic. They stink. How's this? They stink.
Second round.
The coach is disappointing. To come out multiple times, and last night was another time when he came out. You know, we didn't do the things we practiced in the first half, and we didn't come out and play hard, and I'm paraphrasing now. You know, that's your fault. That's Nick Nurse's fault. And if they don't do that, you call a timeout with 3 minutes into the game and say, hey, boys, listen, you don't do what we coached you to do. Your ass is out of the game. Done. No questions. I don't care if I have to pull the equipment guy in there and put him in there. I don't care. You are out of the game.
All I was saying, Howard, and I'll say it again, is you remove two or three starters from any lineup.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Because they're starters. But wait a minute. Hold. They have two guys that are good. Two guys that are good, and Embiid's not a winner, but he's good. There's no question how talented he is. And Maxey's good, and he's a great guy. But don't give me – who after that? Who after that? Don't give me Melton. Don't give me Tobias Harris. Stop.
Okay,
they stink.
They stink.
They stink. Daryl Morey has put together a bunch of a team that can never win a championship. And by the way, never for you delusional fans – and you, I don't know, there's many guys like you, never is spelled N-E-V-E-R with this.
Listen, group. I agree with you, Howard. I'm just saying they were a lot better team when these guys played, and that's why you're seeing
okay,
the slot the
great.
Same. That's what
okay,
I'm
great. Great. They stink.
All right, let me try to redeem myself with the answer, all right, Howard? Hopefully I'll get from nitwit status to genius status, okay? You ready?
Well, hold it. Nitwit status, that's giving yourself some credit.
Come on. Listen, I never had a bad day either. So
hey, Rob, you're from Delco?
Well, I'm from Delco, but originally from Philly, born and raised.
Okay, well, you know what? They're going to throw you out of Delco. You're such an idiot.
Listen, I just love watching. I'm a glutton, Howard. I'll come back and watch them next year. You know,
good. That's good. That's good.
All right. I was going to go. My dad, I'm going to do this in memory of my dad, his all-time favorite football player. He said the greatest player he ever seen. It was a short period. I'm going to say Jim Brown.
Jim Brown was good. You know, but it was a short period. And Jim Brown was good. But when there was no free agency and those guys couldn't go anywhere, that's almost they couldn't go anywhere. But Jim Brown is a great player. But there's a player in baseball which people have missed that if they don't mention it, I'll mention it before the show's up today. All right, but I appreciate the call. And you know what? Stop with the Kool-Aid. Cut yourself off from the Kool-Aid, will you? Cut yourself off from the Kool-Aid. All right, Cowboy Loser, you're next.
Yes. Good morning, King of Saturday Mornings.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll take Derrick Henry for a couple of years in Dallas.
I don't want Derrick Henry. He doesn't catch footballs.
I need him for short yardage.
I don't want him. Well, you're not going to win games with short yardage.
Pollard couldn't do that. Pollard was a disaster last year. Give me Derrick Henry for a couple of years. You can have.
Oh, you mean for Dallas? Oh, okay, good.
For Dallas.
You know why they would get him for Dallas? Because they don't want Dak Prescott to throw the football because he stinks. He's overrated.
No, he doesn't. No, he's top five.
And, no, he's not.
He's not even close
to top five.
You can have Barkley. He's a prima donna. He'll just fit in with all the other prima donnas.
I mean, I want to see him get a guy that can both run and catch the football.
Again, he's going to be one of these guys. I need my touches. I need to catch this.
No. He's not. I don't think he's that guy. I don't think he's that guy. Derrick Henry is that guy. That's all right. You know, I'd love to see Derrick Henry go to the Cowboys. Because they're never going to win. Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
They're never going to win a Super Bowl as long as Jerry Jones is there and Dak Prescott is there.
Oh,
never.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike McCarthy is a dope.
Okay, same thing every weekend. Okay, listen.
You bring up Derek. I mean, who cares about the Cowboys, really?
Well, I do. And all the thousands and thousands of other Cowboys fans in the area, too.
Oh, okay.
They love to hear what I have to
say. That's
great.
Yeah, and I haven't heard from them since the end of the season because they know their team sucks.
So what happened with this love affair with Dallas Goedert? Everybody wants Brock Bowers. Like, I'm sorry, don't you have like
I don't know about everybody.
Well, Joe Giglio loves Brock Bowers. He doesn't
I don't care what Joe Giglio says.
So you want both tight ends?
Well, wait a minute. It's nothing wrong with Dallas Goedert. He might want him in addition to Dallas Goedert.
No. He wants him. I mean, like, do you think Dallas Goedert's
going to You throw out names, and if they're good players, there's nothing wrong with it. But Dallas Goedert, I haven't heard Joe talk about that. But I don't think he wants to get rid of Dallas Goedert.
Well, how do you think Dallas Goedert feels? You think
who cares?
They need a better tight end?
Yeah, you know what? As long as you get paid, you go out and do your job. Dallas Goddard's good for this football team.
No,
really
it's
good
time
player.
For him to go to – maybe Dallas Goedert will want to go to Dallas.
No,
where he should
I don't
have been
think
in the,
so.
In the first
no,
place.
No, I don't think so. Who wants to go to the Cowboys? Who wants to go to that losing situation?
Okay, anyway. Listen, I have my player for 19 seasons, John Stockton with the Utah Jazz.
You know what? John Stockton was a great player. Yeah,
he was great. And I was going to say Karl Malone, but I forgot. His last season, he went to the Lakers.
That's correct. Yep.
So I'm going with John Stockton, 19 seasons.
All right. Jim, I can tell you this. That's a really good one. But because of better judgment, you're not going to win.
Well, I got to try, right?
All right, get out of here.
See you.
See you. Let's go to Pete. Pete, you're on WIP.
Yeah, hi, Howard. I was watching a show on television the other night, Wilt Chamberlain. And you want to talk about the fear of God against an opponent. There was a man who was big, strong. He could shoot, score, pass, had incredible amount of assists, was never falling constantly on the ground. He had heart. He had basketball IQ. He was able to run track and field, played volleyball, and he wanted to win. And when you start comparing Joel Embiid to some of these guys, even including Bill Russell from years ago, this man doesn't even stand an inch.
And it's kind of insulting,
at least I think, if you
I will
know
say this.
Basketball. And
until Michael Jordan
heart
came along.
And ability.
until Michael Jordan came along, Wilt Chamberlain was the greatest basketball player in the NBA. And it's LeBron James, for him to even put himself in the class of either one of those guys is a disgrace. Is a disgrace. A disgrace. Okay? Hey, great player, but he's not even in my top five. And Kobe's ahead of him. There's so many guys ahead of LeBron James. It's a joke. It's a joke. But Wilt was great. Absolutely great. Yep.
Howard, Sixers basketball. What's with the schoolyard basketball run and gun? I never saw so many air balls being thrown. And the fear of God with Buddy, air ball. Tobias,
Ben Kenny's back at the studio. I got to dig up that.
What's all this about in your mind?
I got to dig up that Daryl Morey bite where he said that Buddy Hield puts the fear of God into teams when he comes down the court. What a joke.
Amazing.
What a joke. It's a joke. But whatever. It is what it is.
All right, I got my guy for you.
Okay.
My guy is Dirk Nowitzki, 21 years in the NBA.
Dirk is a great one. That really is a great one. Wow, Pete, that's a good one. Okay, thanks for the call. Dirk is really good. Yeah, there's a lot of good ones. 21 years is a long time. That is correct. LeBron James will play with every team in the NBA if he can choose up his sides. Excuse me, LeFraud James. LeFraud. All right, let's go to Ed. You're on WIP.
Howard, how are you? Congratulations on your doctorate on May 3rd.
Thanks. Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Today's redemption day for me. I'm going to get redemption for being called a goof and nitball and an idiot 30 years ago by you. You won't remember. I told you Buddy Ryan would be.
I was probably correct.
You were. You absolutely were. I was much younger. I said Buddy Ryan would have did much better in college football than in the pros.
Buddy Ryan was peace, was an idiot as a head coach.
You're right.
An idiot
you're
as
right.
a head coach.
Yeah, you're right. But the Eagles, I mean, everybody's got to take a breath, take a step back. Howie Roseman has been getting this right every year with free agency.
Yeah.
We know what we need to get. I do agree with the long caller. They got to learn how to tackle better than tackling tires or them big inflatable things they're doing on the field. It's getting a little ridiculous the way they hit in the field, you know, on the defensive side of the ball. But they'll be fine. What do you think about Jason Kelce becoming a coach with the Eagles, maybe, or the offensive line?
No. First of all, why would he want to do that? Why would he, if you're going to go down there every morning, and when you come in after being a player, you come in as an intern. So I don't think he cares about the money, but you don't get paid. You have to be an intern. He can go down there and work with those guys anytime he wants. Just, hey, listen, I'm coming down, you know, if you want me to work with some guys. While he does something else productive, he will be in broadcasting in some way. I hope he does games. I hope he does something with the networks. I hope he you can hear him every week. It's just that's what he can do. I mean, obviously, he'll do his podcast because they're making a lot of money. I mean, it's well over seven figures on the podcast.
Right.
Taylor Swift helped a lot of that.
Taylor Swift helped the NFL this year. She brought a whole new generation to the NFL.
Yeah, that's
I'm not a Swift fan by any stretch.
I'm a Swiftie, but I think, you know, it's great. It's great. It's wonderful. But, you know, to have Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce news all the time is like over the top.
Taylor Swift's great.
She's great. She's great. She's great. There's no question. She's great.
Now I got the one. You could close this contest down and forget about the free agency thing you were talking about.
Okay.
That's not really fair either. They traded players back into 50.
Well, yeah, right. Well,
like
before
that.
Free agency, it really was difficult.
I mean, they traded,
couldn't. Your player couldn't go
they
anywhere.
They traded Babe Ruth for a play, for God's sakes. So
yeah.
I'm going to go with Ted Williams. Ted Williams' stats. Don't forget, he was out from 42.
Yeah, but the thing is, you just told me before free agency.
No, I said before free agency. I'm going to go with one.
And that's almost unfair. Ted Williams was, it's but those guys couldn't go anywhere. But yeah, we'll take it into consideration. Well, hey, Ed, thanks for the.
Hey, that's all right. Thanks, Howard.
Take it into consideration. Yes, we will. You do. We come back. I got to play the most asinine. And Daryl Morey has made a lot of asinine comments in his career with the Sixers. Asinine beyond asinine. One of the all-time frauds to run a basketball team. His comment about Buddy Hield. And I like Buddy Hield as a backup player. But he made him sound like he was the greatest thing since the old term is sliced bread. Oh, he was, he's great. He's one of the all-time this and all-time that and greatest draft day trade. Blah, 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 blah. He's a backup player, and he's a good backup player. But he's in the wrong role right now. And he's just an addition to a team. But his comment just put Buddy Hield in a real tough situation. All right. 215-592-9494. And we'll get to that when we come back. Time now, 9:39. And one of the best things about Tasty Cake Snacks, you can enjoy them anytime, anywhere, right now. You can enjoy them. You can enjoy them while you're listening to the show, while you're listening to WIP or listening to Phillies baseball this afternoon. The dipping sticks are really great. That's a new product for Tasty Cake this year. You can dip it in the coffee if you want. I like to eat them straight up. But you can eat them any way you want. Always, always, always have been a fan of candy cakes. The peanut butter are really my favorite. It's one of the staples. And for work or school, it just makes sense. What kid wouldn't want to take a little tasty cake for a lunchtime pick-me-up? The pecan swirls are great. You just pick out a pie or a cake, great. Even in the car. Philadelphia traffic is so bad, but you have crimpets in the car, you can deal with it and deal with it well. Tasty Cake, delicious anytime, anywhere. Grab your favorite Tasty Cake treats today. 94, WIP. All right, before we get back to the phones, Daryl Morey, who makes many asinine comments, even though he rarely really tells you what's really going, you know, I don't want to say the truth, but, you know, he rolls a lot of BS out there. When he got Buddy Hield, he called it the best, he thought it was the best draft deadline trade in the NBA. Buddy Hield's a backup player, and a nice backup player, but he's not a star. But the comment he made, it was like, you're kidding me, right? You're kidding me. Let's play the comment, the all-time asinine comment from Daryl Morey, and he's got a lot of them. Here you go.
And we felt like he gave us exactly what we were looking for, which is, you know, he's one of the best three-point shooters in NBA history. We really like what he adds to the team, and we feel like our healthy group, our playoff rotation with Buddy Hield is right there with everyone in the entire league. He puts the fear of God in the other teams, like that the shots are coming, they're coming in transition, they're coming deep, they're coming off actions. Like, you need to pay a lot of attention to Buddy Hield on the court.
Fear of God in the other team. That fear of God shot 2 for 10 last night. He's not had a good shooting game in most of the last 5 or 6 games. And again, I'm not ripping Buddy Hield. He should be a guy coming off the bench. That's what he is. Daryl Morey, please. All right, is Bill next? KJ. KJ, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, Howard?
You tell me.
Another day in paradise, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. So how do you feel about the Eagles maybe taking Saquon on like a short 2-year deal? You know, maybe
well,
pay him
I would imagine. Million. I would imagine his deal is probably, if in fact that's where they go, will be probably no more than 2 years guaranteed.
Okay, so would they probably just give him a lot of like?
Well, I don't know how they're gonna do it. They know how to put together contracts better than any of us. So they'll figure it out. If, in fact, they go that direction, you got to be careful with a running back not to give them long term. just really, it's when you give a running back a long-term contract, especially with his second, it's actually his third contract because he was franchised 1 year, even though it was only 1 year. You got to really be careful. You got to be careful.
Yeah. I think with Kelce leaving, and I guess maybe Fletcher, I think most of the players here, the problem is, like, in my mind, the Eagles had a mentality or, like, a DNA. Like, there was a way that we just carried ourselves as Eagles players. Like, they fought hard. They like, reflected the city. But none of these players know about those years. Like, Dawkins, the way he played, the way Trotter played, the way Ike played. Like, it's just a way that those players played that – I don't think anyone on this team really
different
understands.
Era. It's too bad, but it's a different era, and that's part of it. All right, who's your player played his entire career with one team, best player?
Well, I think the best player that you can name is probably Bill Russell, because he played his whole career with the Sixers. I mean,
yeah,
with the
you know what? I'm going to tell people that taking a player before free agency is really not fair. Because you couldn't play with any other team. But Bill Russell is really good. We'll have to weigh that option. All right, thanks for the call. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning.
Morning.
Howard, I'd like to make a Sixers comment first.
Yeah.
This franchise will never win anything significant with Joel Embiid on this roster. Never.
And Daryl Morey running the franchise.
Well, that's obvious.
Yep.
But with JoJo and all the – Joel Embiid lovers, and he's a great talent. There's no question about
not
it.
Not a winner.
But he's not a winner when the game's on the line, 5 minutes to go, single digit game.
But it's his approach. He does what he wants to do. Shows up and when he's playing for tip off at the home games, like 45-50 minutes before tip off.
Yeah, they allowed that, though, Howard.
Yeah,
the organization allowed
it. That's
wrong. They gave into it. But that's my Sixer comment. You know, all these people get so excited. You know, he gets back. Trade the guy. After his surgery next year, move on from him. Rebuild this team. Next, the Phillies. I think they got a lot of holes in the lineup, Howard. I do. I know that a lot of people have holes.
I don't like the lineup the way it's set up, but I don't think they have a lot of holes.
But they strike out so much.
Nobody cares about that anymore. I know they got it. That's where they miss Rhys Hoskins, and I'm not going to get off that because he didn't chase. He would strike out, but he'd get you doubles. He'd get you home runs, get you RBIs. He was such a good, disciplined hitter.
He was
really
he
good for this lineup. What's that?
Yeah, he walked a lot as well.
Yep. Yep, he did everything you wanted him to do and was good at it, too.
Are they going to keep this lineup right now going into the season?
Schwarber's going to lead off to start the season. I would, you know.
I'm not talking about the structure of the lineup. I'm talking about the player. Like,
who are you going to replace? It's the outfield. It's like, is Rojas going to play or not going to play? That's what it comes down to.
I just think they got these guys.
Who else?
I'm
okay with the rest of the lineup.
I'm not okay with the lineup.
Give me a position. Give me a player.
I'm not okay with Castellanos and JT Romita.
Undisciplined. He's going to be okay. He's fine. He's a seventh hitter. He's a seventh hitter.
They're undisciplined, Howard.
Okay. All right, who's your player?
Cal Ripken, Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, I'm not a Cal Ripken fan, but I'll put him down. I'm not a Ripken fan because he dictated so many things. But, he played his entire career there because he got what he wanted. But I'll put you down. All right, thanks. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, you're on WIP.
I was trying to guess yours, Howard. It was between Cal Ripken and Tony Gwynn, who played all during free agency and had 8 major league batting titles.
Tony Gwynn was the guy that people were missing. Yep.
Oh, I got it. Woohoo.
Yeah. That's one of the guys. There's still another guy out there, but yeah, Tony Gwynn was a great player and he stayed with San Diego. Did they get to, did he get to the playoffs 1 year with San Diego, I think?
He had 8 major league batting titles. Oh, and he played all during
and a great guy. I see his kid when his kid works with the broadcast team for San Diego. I see his kid when he comes in. He played with the Phillies briefly, but I talked to his kid.
Good I'm thrilled guy. I got your guy. You know how many guys are on the list?
Well, yeah, you want to talk about the Sixers. Let's do that quickly because I'm running out of time here.
Okay.
Did you want to talk about the Sixers?
Oh, the Sixers. No, I'm just saying, when did this start? Was it Sam Hinkie that started all this mess?
Yep.
Or was it before him?
No, well, they weren't good before, but Scam Hinkie is the one that's really started this nonsense rolling. Yeah, it's bad. They're just, well, that's when the new ownership came in. The new ownership is bad for the Sixers. Terrible for the Sixers.
So Sam Hinkie was the official start.
Yeah, Scam Hinkie. Ponzi scheme. Yeah. But yeah, Daryl Morey's just not a good – he's just a fraud. He's just never done anything anywhere. But he tells you how brilliant he is, or he tells them that's how he gets the jobs. But whatever. All right. Hey, I appreciate the call. Let me just kind of roll through these. Dan, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how are you?
Good. Did you want to say something about Daryl Morey?
I did. I wanted to say, I wanted to get your thoughts on Tobias Harris. I mean, look, Daryl Morey could have traded this guy and should have and could have, and he
didn't. They didn't have any draft picks to trade because they made that great trade to trade a number one for George Hill. They gave up 2 first-round picks to get James Harden, where if they traded with Sacramento, they would have only had to give up 1 first-round pick. He's made so many mistakes, but that's why you're going to have to trade a first-round pick with Tobias Harris. Nobody's going to just take him. It's just, hey, they are what they are. Their core is just not very good. Hey, listen, since I'm running out of time, who's your player that played his whole career with one team?
I'm going to go Bill Russell.
Yeah, somebody already took Bill Russell, but I appreciate the call. Let me go to, was it V? V. Nick. Nick, you're on WIP. Who's your player? Nick?
Nick Howard?
There?
That's
not Nick.
Hello?
Yeah, Nick, you're on the air there, genius.
Oh, hey, Howard, this is Mike from Yardley.
Okay.
Right. Sir, I have a player for you, Mariano Rivera, unanimous first ballot Hall of Famer.
Rivera's not a bad one. Okay, you got it. All right, let's go to Nancy. We'll close it out with Nancy. Nancy, who do you got?
Hi. In tribute to St. Patty's Day and McGurk's Pub, 13 seasons for the Boston Celtics, Larry Bird, and I'm a Swiftie.
Swiftie is a good thing. Larry Bird, I love Taylor Swift. Larry Bird is a good one. There's so many good ones. Nancy, I appreciate the call. There's so many good ones. All right, Ben, you know, maybe longevity now has to play into this a little bit. I mean, the good ones were Schmidt, Derek Jeter, Cowboy Jim had John Stockton, which is a good one, but he's an idiot, so he's automatically eliminated. But what do you think? Tony Gwynn was really good, and Larry Bird is really good. Longevity probably plays into it. So who did you come up with, Ben?
Yeah, I like Pete in Allentown, who said Dirk Nowitzki, because it's also closer to today, where it becomes more and more rare nowadays for that to happen.
Yeah, to stay with one. And he played, what, 21 years with Dallas?
Yeah.
21 years.
And one.
It's really a tough call. Ripken's out. Ripken, I just don't like Cal Ripken. But Tony Gwynn was good. Larry Bird was good, too. I mean, Nancy, you came up with a really good one. Derek is, and Larry was a better player than Derek, but playing with the same team for all those years. Larry Bird at least won championships. Derek won one, but stayed with Dallas. All right, so Pete from Allentown, you win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. We will have our Birds Town Hall there on Wednesday from 6A to 6P. I'll be there in the afternoon, and I'll hang out with the folks. Great place, great food, great time, and congratulations on winning the gift certificate. All right, coming up, is it Glenn and Glenn McDowell and Mike Sielski? Am I right there? Okay, good. All right. Everybody have a great weekend. Phillies baseball this afternoon. It's just lineup's getting closer. Rob's getting closer to that lineup, getting closer to my lineup, getting closer. Not quite there yet, but we'll work on that. Everybody have a great weekend and a great day. Enjoy baseball this afternoon here on WIP. And a big week coming up for the Eagles. And I'm sure you'll get excited about that. Everybody, have a good one. WIP. And thanks to Ben Kenny back at the studio, for sure. Everybody have a great weekend. The time now is 9:57.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.